Welcome everyone to the special podcast today. And today this is going to be, I think, about, I'm going to try this to cut it short and sweet. But some of you guys asked me, did you watch the Ric Flair commentary? Well, I did. And yes, I have talked about this to myself tons of times and talked to my friends about this. And I have known people who are into the wrestling industry, and I'll tell you something that a lot of people don't. sorry about that. One thing I will tell you is the Ric Flair documentary was good. Now, I will tell you my problems later on. Now, I will tell you the good news first. The good news is they showed a lot of great stuff in it, like clips, great commentary from each different wrestler who experienced him. And it was phenomenally one of my favorite documentaries because of those commentaries from the wrestlers themselves and telling him what made him different and what made Ric Flair different from each other. One thing that I have problems with is the truth about how wrestling was. There are, and I don't know everything about it, but I will tell you something about the wrestling business that is very interesting. One thing I will tell you about is my problems with the documentary itself. And this is my opinion. I could be wrong. All that. Back then in the 1960s, as they explained in the documentary, was Buddy Rogers, right? Or I think it was Buddy Rogers, or it is. Or, yeah, I think so. Or one of the old classic wrestlers that you see every day. Blonde, and people said that he was the Nature Boy. Actually, they actually called him the Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers. Now, people have been arguing and bickering about this since 1960 about Ric Flair stealing of Buddy Rogers. Well, I'll be honest, Ric Flair is one of the best. I think it's a great name for himself and a great motivational thing. That's one of the positives, is the great motivation behind the motivation and all that. Now, I have problems in my problems with this documentary, a couple things. They did best explain now they best explained the rivalries and they best explained WCW and his problems with it and all that, and it was 100% accurate about himself that he didn't pay taxes and all that. But there are problems that, I would have loved to know more about his son, not just his alcohol life, but also what was his big ideals, what was his beliefs, and what did he believe that he should be a wrestler to himself, to himself, not from Ric Flair's perspective, but more into his son's perspective if he was still alive. But that's not as a big deal because, he's passed away and all that normal stuff. So I can't blame Ric Flair for it. I mean, that's what typical documentaries are all about. Now, people have told me from, people who are in the industry have told me a lot of things. One, there has been a, what Ric Flair did was a jerky move to steal Buddy Rogers' Nature Boy gimmick. But however, back in the 60s, they did not have trademarked their they did not trademarked the how to explain it. They did not trademark the character themselves. And Nature Boy Ric Flair had it. So or Ric Flair had it. So, and I can't blame Ric Flair for being mad about that wrestling is the people say that wrestling is fake. I get mad about that too, and I can't blame Ric Flair for that. I get ticked off about that, and it's scripted. And one of my biggest issues is, one of my biggest issues in Cornley is, in order to conclude this documentary problem, my biggest problem is the, how do I explain it? How, I didn't get this, but they should have showed Ric Flair's, I think one of her daughters is the wrestler Charlotte Flair. They should have showed Charlotte Flair, not her real name, because they go by Charlotte. She wanted to go by Charlotte Flair, but I guess that 30 for 30 wanted an accurate interpretation of the person. But it's not. These are not as big problems that I see through the documentary, and I want to see your opinions about it, and I want to see how you say about it. And it's very, very interesting, and I will do more of these 5 to 10 minute to even 15 minute podcast short little videos for you guys if you do more of this. I really want to do more podcasts like this because of my opinions and my views of wrestling documentaries and sports documentaries entirely. Now, I don't do as much research as I can, which I'll try my best to do, but there are in conclusion, I think it would be really cool to do this. So that's it. That's the whole my opinion about it, and thank you guys for watching about it. This is my first ever podcast, so this is gonna be good.